This is Stacey Marshall with Printwear Magazine.
Brian Walker with RTP Apparel.
This is Matt Vassallo with TheRhinestoneWorld.com.
Richard Greaves with ScreenMaking.com.
And you are listening to the Two Regular Guys
Podcast. Hosted by Terry Combs
and Aaron Montgomery.
All right. Well, welcome to the show. It is Friday, October 2nd, 2020. I'm Terry Combs, and you can find me at terrycombs.com.
And I'm Aaron Montgomery, and you can find me over at rsuccessgroup.com. Today, Terry, we're going to be talking with Matt Marcotte, who's now with Printavo. And the topic's going to be merch stores in a COVID-19 world. And excited to talk to Matt. We've had Matt on and talked about all sorts of different things. And he's recently moved over to the folks with Printavo there. So merch stores are right up their alley for sure. And I'm excited about this. Our world is, we're coming into this fourth quarter, Terry, and I think the online e-commerce numbers are going to be just insane this year. So
I think so too. You know, Aaron, and I'm talking to folks that have like school stores, that sort of thing, and they're telling me they are just swamped right now. So Everything is turning in a positive direction.
Yep, totally, totally. So timing is good for this one for sure. So excited to talk to Matt here in just a little bit. We've got Cindy King checking in with us. Good morning, Cindy. And excited to, and then we've got Eric in the comments as usual. So appreciate Eric's effort and all the work he puts in to make this a great program every Friday morning. Terry, quick, a couple things here. Decorators Community Party. We're, in fact, after this, we're going to have a little strategy session and get some details put together, but we're going to revamp it a little bit. We're going to actually have a topic, right? You had some really good thoughts on this, Terry. So maybe.
Well, yeah, I think that, just like this all came out of going to trade shows and sitting in the lobby bar after the show and chatting about different things. So I was thinking that we should have a topic that we want to discuss that is pertinent to our listeners. And just like it after the shows, we'll have a couple of beers and kind of kick some ideas around. So we're open to some topics. We do have a Aaron, what was it you said? We started a list and you said, well, that'll take us so well into next year or something.
Exactly. Yeah, I think we ended up with like seven different topics. So if we're having one a month, there you go. We've got 7 months worth of stuff. But
right.
We don't have to do those topics. We had seven ideas. If you guys have ideas, like Terry said, I think just having something that, you know, where we're all going to get in there, talk about it, the brainstorming over beers is if we would have recorded some of those conversations along the years, Terry, I think we would have solved most of the world's problems. But
exactly, this COVID thing would never happen. We would have
exactly we would have had that fixed. But anyhow, so just to kind of, you know, give it a little bit of a different feel, we're looking forward to it. And so the next one's going to be on October 16th. We'll have some more details coming out about that next week as we kind of get our own internal planning figured out here. So not like a wholesale change, but just, you know, here's what we're going to ask about, you know, just from time to time, we're just going to bring up a topic and if the topic does turn to vampires or something other that we've talked about in the past, that's totally fine. Again, it's just like hanging out at the lobby bar after a trade show. So looking forward to that on the 16th of October, Terry. This is more of just, I want to throw out an idea to the regulators here. I haven't really thought through this a whole lot. So this is actually a two-part thing, Eric, just in case if you're copying it. I think we need a regulator shirt. You know, I've got my Two Regular Guys shirt here. We're printers. And I know we were talking with Matt beforehand about how a lot of printers don't actually wear graphics tees, but that's okay. Terry, I think you're a prime example. I've not Tommy seen Bahama. You.
Yeah.
But I do think we need a regulator's tee. So I'd like to do maybe a design contest of some sort. And I haven't figured out a prize. We'll do something, at least like a $25 Visa gift card or something like that. Obviously, you'll get a shirt and whatnot. But so I'm just kind of throwing that out there. If you guys want to start kicking around some ideas, if you want to, you know, do some designs, come up with a design and send it over to info@tworegularguys.com. pretty easy. info@2regularguys.com. Look at that. Eric already had the graphic ready to go. That guy. Amazing. So
every penny we pay him.
Yep, exactly. Exactly. So that's the first part. The second part, I did throw up in our success group shirt over on our Facebook page because I'm working on the Facebook shop and just kind of trying to make sure I stay relevant in there. And the Two Regular Guys page had an available space to set up a shop. So if you'll go over to facebook.com/marketplace, just through our, and there's the link to it. So you can just click on it from the comments there. I did throw up a new Our Success Group shirt if you wanted to check that out and take a look at that. Let's see here. So that, again, not a ton of news here necessarily, Terry, but just some ideas I wanted to throw at the regulators before we get started. And then lastly, and I'll finally be done here, next week we are going to do our Reggie category announcements. And so between now and next week, if you guys want to email us, info@2regularguys.com, any ideas you have for categories. I know this year, with everything that's happened, you know, we in years past, we've kind of kept it going, and we'll certainly still have all of the categories that people know and love and all that stuff. But, you know, we might need a few changes this year, obviously everybody pivoting. So best pivot, something like that. I don't know.
Well, for instance, our category, best trade show. Let's see. We had Impressions Expo Long Beach, and then we had one day of MBM Irving.
Yep. And Dax Kansas City.
Oh, that's right. We did have Dax Kansas City. Sorry, Scott.
and ThreatX. So, yeah. So there were a few, but certainly not enough for an entire trade show category. So maybe we'll just honorary announce that all of the shows were winners this year and go from there. So
for surviving to 2021.
exactly.
Maybe that's what we have to have, a Survivor's Award.
A Survivor's Award. Yeah, there's certainly some good stuff there. So we'll get that figured out. And then, Terry, before I turn over to you, I just want to say Michelle said good morning. Pilar, good morning. And Todd did say, I missed one party and you changed the format. Who broke it? It maybe wasn't the party that you missed, Todd. It could have been the party before that we decided maybe we had to change the format. So anyhow, let's see here. Pilar says, oh, so categories for the Reggies. How about best moderators on Facebook? Okay. All right. We're taking ideas. So definitely. Yeah. Get those over to us. If you want to post on here, that's fine. Or, you know, social media, whatever. Probably easiest if you'd email us too. That way we can kind of get them all together in one place.
right, exactly.
All right, Terry, well, any news on your front there?
Well, I think my news is no news. I kind of did a search around of the upcoming trade shows and no new announcements. So according to the schedule, Impressions Expo Long Beach is still planning to happen January 22nd through 24th. So as announcements come out, we'll let you know. But that was the earliest one, and according to the folks at Impressions Expo, it's still on. So yep. we'll see how that all shakes out.
So is that the no news is good news thing, Terry?
Possibly. Okay. Or no news is no news.
Yeah. Okay. Either way. Marlena is hello from the Mile High City. Now, I'm assuming that's probably Denver, Colorado, but just so people know, I went to high school in Prescott, Arizona, which is also the Mile High City, not quite as well known as Denver, but anyways. And then Eric does have a suggestion for the Reggie's best podcast producer. I think he might be the only podcast producer that doesn't actually
best amateur podcast producer, because yeah.
Kind of like the Olympics.
Until you get paid, you're an amateur.
Right. All right. So it is Lakewood, right outside of Denver, where Marlena is at. So, all right, Terry, would you like to share the dad joke? This is from a listener regulator, and go ahead. All right.
Okay. This dad joke is from Ali Banholzer. here it goes. There are three tomatoes out for a walk: daddy, mommy, and baby tomato. Baby keeps falling behind, and mom and dad are frustrated. They keep telling baby tomato to hurry up. Finally, dad Tomato gets very angry, walks back and stomps on Baby Tomato and says, ketchup. Ketchup.
Ketchup. Oh, man. Oh, mighty. All right. Well, thank you very much, Allie. Actually, next week we have another dad joke from a listener. So, again, we'll just keep the emails flowing here. If you've got a dad joke, you tag us on social media or send them over to info@tworegularguys.com. The dad joke spot has taken. Now, Terry, you did lament the fact that, you know, we can get some dad jokes, but the five things kind of died out.
Yeah,
it's five things. So maybe we'll try to bring back five things here at some point soon. So if you have five things, send those as well. How about that?
Exactly. All right, Aaron, before we jump in, we want to thank everyone for checking out the Regular Guys podcast. If you are listening to the podcast version, we would appreciate you sharing with your friends so they can become regulators too. Plus, we would love and appreciate you giving us a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, or wherever it is you're listening. Those reviews are very helpful to us, so we'd love for you guys to go out there and do that. We are always looking for new guests. If you or anyone you know would like to join us on the show, go to calendly.com/2 regular guys, and it's up on the screen right now if you're in the Facebook version. And if you're watching us live right now, please join in with your comments and questions. Reach out to your industry friends so they can join us too. And Aaron, I think we have a commercial from our friends at Impressions Expo.
Yes, let's do it. Let's hear a word from them, and then we'll be back to talk to Matt. What is Impressions Expo? Impressions Expo, formerly known as ISS, is the premier trade show dedicated to the imprinted and decorated apparel industry. They have five shows that are produced annually in each region of the United States, including Long Beach, California, Atlantic City, New Jersey, Orlando, Florida, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and cap off the year at Fort Worth, Texas. Each of those five annual shows also feature over 30 seminars and hands-on workshops in categories such as screen printing, embroidery, digitizing, digital decorating, and much, much more. Visit ImpressionsExpo.com for more details, and while there, use the promo code RegularGuysIE for a free expo pass. Again, make sure you visit ImpressionsExpo.com to get more details. And the Two Regular Guys look forward to seeing you there. All right. Well, thanks very much to the Impressions Expo for their support, and looking forward to seeing what they've got coming up for 2021. But get on over there to ImpressionsExpo.com and make get on their mailing list and get signed up. Use that promo code when it's time to start registering for these shows. Terry, real quick here, Jay Bissell does have a five thing. So just so you feel good, five tacos. So I don't know if that shocks anybody. Five tacos. Now, Jay, we would like you to tell us five varieties of tacos, please. So I'm sure he can. In fact, there's a chance he may have had five different varieties of tacos already today. So
he may have five tacos sitting in front of him right now.
Yep, exactly. And you know, this is a big week for him. Coming up on Sunday is National Taco Day. So, you know, it's kind of his holiday of holidays. Yeah. All right, Terry. So let's see here. All right, cool. Well, let's get Matt in here, Terry, and let's talk about some merch stores here.
All right, Matt Marcotte, who is with Printavo. You can also find him at marcotte.inc. And Matt, welcome into the show.
Hey, thanks for having me, guys. Appreciate it.
Hey, yeah. Matt, did I say your last name correctly?
Close. The Marcotte.
Marcotte.
Oh, that was the other option.
All good. All
yeah,
good.
I've been going with Marcotte, and so now we got it.
I trusted Aaron. I trusted him.
it's all good. I mean, I'm used to it by now. No worries.
I should have taken the opposite of what Aaron thought it was.
play both sides of the fence. One of you is always right. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And you probably told us the last time, too. So that's just on us. That's what makes two regular guys the two regular guys. We
33 years into it. No worries.
Yeah, that's right. All right. Well, Matt, let's dive right into this here. We'll get some more information about, you and I had a quick chance to talk about some of the changes in being with Printavo, but we'll get to that in just 1 second. But I wanted to start off with merch stores. That's what we're here to talk about today. So what makes a quote-unquote merch store different than the usual custom decoration e-commerce store? What makes it a merch store?
Yeah, no, great question. So traditionally, when you're talking about a merch store, it's going to be a little bit more of a, you host a store for a timed amount of time, and then you close that store, and those orders are then aggregated and then printed and then fulfilled, as opposed to a standard e-commerce store where maybe you have to actually do a large print in the front end and have a traditional fulfillment process to follow through. So this really gives the opportunity of that big e-commerce approach while cutting down the overhead drastically and making it available to the masses to offer for schools, clubs, whatever you might want it for.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, so there, with so many people buying everything online right now, it's almost a given that a decorator wants some kind of online presence for the client. So why is client-specific merch stores, why is that a good way for you to go?
Well, right now, it's such an unprecedented time that we're living in. You guys kind of mentioned coronavirus a few times. It's hard not to mention coronavirus every 10 minutes in the life we live now. So right now, what I'm seeing is a lot of opportunity, right? A lot of shops are pivoting and figuring out different ways to create success, not just for them, but for the people around them. We always have that little slogan, right? Support small. But up until COVID hit, a lot of people were more preaching it as opposed to living it. And what happened with COVID is we all found ourselves living under the same terror, right? The same issue. And so we're now banding together more than I've seen in my time, at least, to help actually support local. And a great way to do that is to reach out to the local shops. If it's a mom and pop diner that we know is hurting for business, right? If it's the mechanic down the road, we know people are driving less, work from home, less cars breaking, less business. So reaching out to them and offering an opportunity to say, hey, let's actually promote and market you and create a new revenue stream for you that you hadn't thought about before. Maybe no one would have bought Jim's Automotive shirt before COVID, but now they know that they're helping keep Jim's Automotive open by buying a t-shirt to support you during COVID. They're going to do that. And so by reaching out, you're actually creating a better business to business. You're creating a small business infrastructure in your town, your city, wherever you're at, and you're helping keep them open while at the same time generating revenue for you as a shop. So it hits all the positives. It helps build the relationship. It helps stimulate revenue for your business and theirs. And it's going to help get us all banding together to really move forward as a town, city, a country to get through this together.
Yeah. Yeah. That's really great point. It kind of that relationship building that you get to do at the same time is, something that you shouldn't just, sleep on necessarily. So, Terry, is Jim's Automotive related to Jim's Towing? Kind of an inside joke between Terry and I, but
Jim, so because that is the customer for every in my screen printing classes. I always talk about here's your favorite customer, Jim's Towing. Phone number on the back. It's so funny you mentioned automotive though, because I was just talking to someone yesterday about somebody that had an automotive store, a garage, and I just for whatever reason said they probably have shirts there for sale. And she said, oh, well, he's been meaning to order some. There's the perfect example,
Mm-hmm. Yeah, totally. So, okay, outside of Jim's Towing, Jim's Automotive, what who are the usual or the best fit customers that you may want to build an online merch store? Who should the regulators be kind of targeting in their local communities there?
Yeah, no, good question. So obviously the first go-to is going to be clubs. Now clubs are going to be limited right now, but there's still a lot of online presence. Clubs still want to have a branded piece of apparel to go into there. But traditionally schools and clubs are going to be the first place you're going to want to go to, right? Baseball teams, little leagues. We are seeing a lot of that having a harder time right now, but we're seeing a lot more of smaller clubs happening in a lot of the schools where a lot of the schools are kind of breaking out into pods, right? Where instead of having maybe full classrooms, they're actually breaking out into little pods. And now they can actually create t-shirts for those pods for the kids to kind of help aggregate together where they need to when they get to school, they go to the social distance recess, things like that. So really any club or team is going to be the first place that I would recommend looking. But don't really pigeonhole yourself into that. One thing that's been really, really awesome about working at Printavo is I've been able to kind of look under the hood of everyone's Printavo, right? So it's kind of like getting to go to the car show and be like, why is your car so fast? And like actually getting behind the scenes, look under there and be like, oh, that's why.
Right? The nitrous, right?
Exactly. So I'm seeing the most successful of the merch stores I'm seeing are the ones that didn't really live by the rules they thought were out there for a merch store. They instead figure out how to work with what they had to make it successful. So I'm seeing a lot of these town support, right? We kind of talked about it already when it comes to like the local shops, but a lot of these people are just hosting a store. They're hosting it as the print shop and it's going to be the town pride store, right? So little town my mom lives in, Warrenville, Illinois, right? So Warrenville Pride, right? And actually going to all the small businesses in there and kind of limiting the amounts of what they can do, usually like a one color, maybe a two color tops, one location, but not even really asking permission so much as first designing a shirt really quick with a mock-up, like take a photo of their logo and then go make a mock-up and then go into that store and show them like, hey folks, I'm in the same town. I would love to add you to this list of Warrenville town pride apparel that we're making to help support. And every time someone buys your shirt, I'm going to give you 50% of the proceeds or whatever that might be, right?
Sure.
And so now you're not really living in that, okay, who's the best fit? You're making fits, right? You're selling a fit. You're giving them an opportunity they had to do nothing for. And if you go in kind of like just dry and you're like, okay, hey, I'd like to give you an idea, something I can do. It's going to be hard to understand that. You can go in there with your computer or your tablet and be like, oh, hey, by the way, I made this shirt for you. All you have to do is give me a social distance, like high five, or we stop a couple feet away from each other and actually just air five.
Yeah.
We're good to go. We'll go live. And every week I'm going to go ahead and give you an export of all the purchases that you've gotten. And that way, you know what money I'm going to give you every month when I write you a check. Right. So there's a lot of ways you can qualify a good customer base for this. So understand what your platform can do. So if you're working with Printavo Merch, understand what merch can do. And then find the success path for you while still cherishing those relationships that you're now going to be able to build. Because think long-term about this too, right? Maybe you're not going to make as much per shirt and you've got a little bit more work to do, right? But what are you doing long-term? You're really making that relationship. Also, when you're hosting this merch store, someone might not really care about you, but if you have 30 different small businesses promoting your merch store, right? Well, they're going to be getting sales for you. And what does that sale come with? That sale comes with some pretty vital data, the person purchasing, its name and email, right? So now you can go ahead and add them to your constant contact campaign, thank them for supporting the Warrenville Pride store, and ask them if they know anybody looking for printed merchandise or if they also need to host a merch store like what they purchased off of, right? So it creates continuous revenue potential, and it also helps cement you as like the unofficial town mayor, right?
Yeah.
So get out there and don't qualify the people, but don't cut them out of the opportunity base. Now set it up appropriately. If you're not doing a time store where it's like a club where it's like, hey, I need to have the names and numbers for your shirts by next Friday at midnight. Well, these stores don't really fit into that category, right? You want to leave it open. So just be upfront with the shops, the companies you're doing that for. And then on your splash screen for the actual merch store, make sure it's notated. Hey, folks, we're going to print and fulfill every 2 weeks. Please be patient on the turnaround time. Thank you so much for supporting local. Your dollars are really making a difference to help keep Warrenville thriving, right? So there's so many different ways you can qualify good candidates to be in a merch store or to sell a merch store too. And it really goes into what approach you take when it comes to selling that, right? And I think now more than ever, like I said, the silver lining in COVID is that we're all in this together. Everything sucks equally, you know, like, so we're all in this together. So go in there and champion that ability to say, hey, I'm here with you and I want to help you. And they say, okay, well, what's the catch? Because they're gonna. Yeah. Well, the catch is that I'm also making money, but I'm also giving you free money, right? So that is the catch. The catch is I'm trying to make sure I stimulate revenue for you and I. That's the only catch.
Yeah.
And they're going to, oh, awesome, great, sweet. And they'll be happy about it. Now, you might find that if you got Jim's Automotive and Jim's Towing all on the same merch store, one of them might not like that. So they don't like that. That's fine. Offer them Jim's Automotive's own store.
Sure.
Right? So obviously don't go after the two most competing companies in your smaller town because they might have an issue with it. So try to pick the most known go-to places, like the main pharmacist, the main towing company, like the go-tos to really help cement your unofficial mayor status in your town.
Yeah. And then run for mayor and then you got it, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, the reason that car moves so fast, by the way, is because of the flux capacitor. But once you get to 88 miles an hour, you travel in time. And Aaron and I know a little bit about traveling in time. So
it is science. So, yes.
Well, so, we're talking about the products that you'd have on the store. So how should a decorator approach selecting the garments or the products that they're going to have in their merch store?
Yeah, no, good question, Terry. So that's going to kind of depend on how you're going to host the store. If you're going to the store where it's more of a traditional, it's a timed event, it's up for 2 weeks, 3 weeks, and everyone understands that they're just kind of putting their orders through for you to then go ahead and create, print, and then fulfill, you can be a lot more open-ended, right? You can go ahead and you can put on your 14-color sim process shirt. You can put more complex items, maybe you have to even outsource for, right? You can get your sublimated masks and do all those fun things. If it's going to be more of the traditional style where I talked about, like the Warrenville Pride store, right, where you're kind of breaking that norm and you're trying to figure out a way to make it work for the masses, that's one where I've seen people kind of get a little over their head, right, and they'll start letting the actual customers have too much say in the matter, right? They'll start designing 5, 6, 7 color shirts, and then now every 2 weeks they've got to set up a 7 color print to print maybe 3 shirts that actual print got, right? So don't do that. So make sure you, after you qualify which camp they're going to live in, be it one of those two or another one that you uncover on your own, make sure you figure out a smooth process. One thing that I like to recommend for the shops that are doing the permanent store that stays open to kind of help stimulate business is really see if you can kind of dumb it down to a one color print. There's a lot of really awesome one color vintage prints that you can really make look cool, especially some of these smaller towns, right? So kind of go with that vintage looking print, or just go with one solid color. If you can, go ahead and just knock out some screen printed heat transfers, right? If you can say, look, I'm going to set this job up, I'm just going to make sure it's reversed, it's mirrored, I'm going to go ahead and knock out 25, 30 of these screen printed heat transfers, and I'm going to stack them up on the shelf. If you do that, well, now you don't actually have to wait for that 2 week or that whatever that window was to print and fulfill. You can actually just go ahead and order those extra garments that you're going to have and then heat press them, knock them out, and send them out the door. And it's a screen printed heat transfer, so we already know that the quality is good. It's still the same ink, right? In some cases, it actually almost looks a little better than a lot of traditional prints because it's going to have a better stretch and it's going to have a smoother hand, right? So I recommend that if you can do that, for sure do that. Otherwise, limit the amount of colors, right? Because if you're going to end up having to save screens, say you get 10 small businesses on your town pride store, well, then you have to have realistically at least 10 screens saved, right? Now, depending on how big a shop you are, 10 screens might be no big deal, right? If you're a smaller shop, that might be all or half of what you actually have screen wise. And now if somebody comes in that actually needs a bigger run, you got to start reclaiming screens to then redo it again, right? For one shirt that sells down the road. So it's make sure that after you qualify which camp they're going to go into, you also figure out the best ways to make that a sustainable approach for you. That's why I oftentimes like that forgiveness, not permission. So I like to recommend make that shirt for the customer before they even know you're doing it. That way say, look what I made. I can go live right now. And that way they're not like, oh, let's talk about the design for a while. And now you're wasting more time and they're making it more complex because they don't understand, right?
Sure.
So by going in, and someone might be like, hey, I didn't give you permission to do that. Like, okay, well, I don't need permission legally to make a design. I'm not selling it yet. I'm asking you if you want to sell it. If you want to be a jerk and get mad about this, totally fine, Jim's Towing. I'm going to go to Jim's Automotive and he's going to say yes. Because like, guess what? Here's a design I made for him too, right?
Yeah.
So it's always more of a forgiveness on permission. You're not going to be met with that. People are going to be like, awesome, or I'm not really interested right now, thank you so much. No one's gonna be like, how dare you use the picture of my logo on something. You didn't break any laws yet, you're not selling anything, they got nothing, right?
Sure.
Don't really do that though.
I've done that 100 times, to print something up before and show it to a customer. I've never ever had someone say, hey, you're not allowed to do that. They're usually like, hey, can I have that?
Yep. Exactly. And that's actually a good way to do it too. If you feel pretty confident that they're going to say yes, and you want to go ahead and just knock out a shirt to bring it in there to help that sale and to leave it with them.
Sure.
Awesome. I think that's a great idea. Absolutely great idea. If you're really in a smaller town too, and you, maybe your shop's slower right now because of COVID, do that, right? Spend that time doing that. While you're doing that, do an exposure test, do some things to help make your shop better, and then go ahead and print that test shirt, test out your new white ink, whatever, and then take that and go deliver it while you make that sale on having the online store. It's a great idea, Terry.
Yeah. Yeah, I love it. Yeah, put it in their hands and they'll probably be wearing it the next day. And like I said, smaller towns, people are going to notice that. Hey, where you got
that
from Matt?
Guess what? My logo is going to be on the sleeve.
That's also a very, very good way to do that. And I do recommend that too. If you're doing that, I for sure recommend that you actually make those screen printer heat transfers and just go ahead and knock out your logo on the sleeve, your website on the sleeve, whatever it might be. Or if you're doing the inside tag, and you just want to go ahead and do your inside tag and even leave their actual tag or the drop in your information on the inside. Yeah, absolutely. Market. Couldn't agree more, Terry.
Yeah. And that screen printed transfer is a great way to do that. Like you said, just have a bunch of them ready to go and out the door they go. Cool. So, all right, Matt, let's talk about, so we're talking about setting up some merch stores. Obviously there's going to be some time and energy and effort involved in doing this. What give us your take on charging for setting up a merch store? You know, what are the pros and cons of offering them as kind of a value add? I know we've talked about a bunch of different kind of styles of merch stores, but let's say, you know, you do have that Jim's Automotive that just wants his own merch shop set up. How would you tackle something like that from a, do you charge for it? Do you not? That kind of question comes up a lot.
No, that's a great question. You got a couple of different ways you can think about this. If you think that, hey, this is actually a good opportunity, I know that Jim's Towing is, there are people coming in and out of that place every day. They love Jim. He's going to push this store. It's going to be good. Then I would say don't charge for that store. You're making yours on the percentage of the shirt that you're retaining, right? Now, if it's across town, Jim's Automotive, and you think you're the only one who even knows it exists, and although you would love to help them, you also know that you're going to do a little bit of work and it's probably not going to yield much of anything. Well, then, yeah, I would find a nominal charge and say, hey, I'm going to charge you X amount to start the store. And then maybe you can even buffer in a repay, right? So the first 30 orders, I'm only going to take 35% of the sale to help offset that cost. And then after that, I'm going to switch to being a 50% of every sale just to help make sure. So it kind of incentivizes them also to get that back as a net zero when they're done with those first 30 sales. So it helps promote that as well. So there's lots of different ways you can handle the pricing to incentivize them. If you're doing the Pride store, right, the town Pride store, I would say it's probably best off not to charge to set that up. You're kind of setting it up as your shop, right? You're just featuring multiple products that happen to be those companies whose name they're letting you use for free ostensibly in that point, right?
Yeah.
So qualify it again, figure out what the best approach is going to be. Depends on what merch solution you're also using. I can't speak to a lot of the merch solutions that are out there because I don't have the experience with them. But I can tell you for what I do know, Printavo Merch, creating a merch store, I can get a pretty cool looking merch store made in under 3 minutes.
Wow.
So, and it's fully functional, right? So for me, it's, I don't really like charging merch store fees because it's 3 minutes of my time, right? And I'm usually willing to help donate 3 minutes of my time, especially now, right? To help local. So it really depends on how robust your store is going to be and what solution you're using. A lot of the solutions are a lot more robust because the offerings are a lot different and it might take longer than 3 minutes. So if that's the case, qualify your customer to make sure they're going to actually bring in revenue for you. And if you're worried they're not going to, put a nominal fee on there to help make sure that you're covering your cost.
Yeah. Yeah. So, cause I've kind of looked at this in different ways too, throughout, you know, when talking with people about this kind of thing, cause you know, you talked about, you know, charging maybe in certain cases, charging a fee and then, you know, kind of giving them better on the early part of the product. You know, I've also known people that have, you know, said, okay, well, there's a, whatever, $25 fee, $50 fee, whatever that fee is. But we're not going to make you pay it up front. We're just going to take that out of the first sales. And then after that, then you'll start making money. So, you know, I think there's definitely, like you said, lots of different ways to go about this. But you do also have to remember, as you said, that this, you know, that's a marketing expense. This is something that you're just trying to do to generate more business for your store. So even if, you know, Jim's Automotive, yeah, you don't make a lot of sales off of that. If you're doing this, you know, that's you're taking that chance to try to drive more business your way. So I'm with you, Matt. I think probably, especially if you've got a service like Printavo where you can get it done quick and easy, boy, it seems like it's just kind of part of marketing in a shop. Don't you kind of feel that way?
Yes, absolutely. And you bring up a good point, the marketing standpoint, right? So the one thing that I urge people, it doesn't matter what platform you're using, right? But when you're doing this, do not expect Jim's Automotive to understand how to market, right? That's not their job. They're in the automotive business. And if you're in a smaller town, the example I used was Warrenville, Illinois, which does actually have a Jim's Automotive. They're actually great people. but those shops, they've got diehard lifers that have been going there because they've lived in Warrenville their whole life. They don't really need to market, so they don't know how to market. So they're probably not going to do a great job marketing this for you. So understand that and then help them, right? So you can go ahead and you can create some social posts and be like, hey, I'm going to email you over a picture. Go ahead and just post it to your Facebook page, right? Even easier than that, go online and look up a free QR code generator. There's dozens of them. There's paid ones as well. You can get the paid one if you want. That way you can actually track where the scans are happening and the frequency of the scans and any other open API information that they might offer when they scan those things, right? But go with a free one if you want, and then make a nice little picture, right? A little postcard size thing of the shirt for the shop that you're talking about, the Jim's Automotive shop, right? And then put the Warrenville Pride over it, and then put that QR code right there. Go in there, have it laminated, and then just nicely clear packing tape it to the area right next to the register, or put it on a little pop-up in a little picture frame right next to the register at the Pancake House, right? And that way, when people are going and paying, they're going in there, it's right there, customer-facing, and what do they have to do? They don't have to remember a URL, they don't have to remember that stuff. They open up their camera, they point at the QR code, it takes them right to the website, right to that product, whatever you want to market for them, and it makes that even easier sale, right? Such an easier sale. And they don't have to worry about, I don't really have a great website, how am I going to market this? I don't really have an email campaign, how am I going to market this, right? You're making a point of sale opportunity for them, which is really, really great. You can also, if you want to go one farther, I've done some work with some like breweries and stuff that are going like and doing deliveries. If you're making deliveries for your custom brew, I'm going to also say, you know what? I know that you are seeing X amount of people a day and there's potential revenue. I'm going to go ahead and eat the cost. I'm going to make some handout flyers that on one side is all free marketing for you, the actual brew house. And on the flip side, I'm going to have marketing for my print shop. And I'm going to have QR codes for your stuff and then QR code going to my shop. And I'm going to give you these. And every time you make a delivery, just slide it in the back of beer and hand it over. It's going to help stimulate your sales of your merch that I'm hosting, and it's going to help market me. And it's all a write-off for your business, right? It goes into the marketing write-off,
sure,
right? So don't assume that the people you're trying to help know how to help themselves with what you're giving them, right? You're going to give them the hammer and go, why aren't you hammering? Well, they don't know how to hammer, right? So give them the tools to actually succeed by making those tools work for them. So once you really understand that and you're upfront about those expectations, also when you talk about the merch store, like, hey folks, I'm going to give you this. I'm going to give you this. This is what I need you to do to make sure this works for you. They're going to be all ears. They're going to be really, yeah, really excited. And we're seeing the QR code come back heavy right now. Yeah. I don't know if any of you guys have actually gone to a restaurant since they've been opened up at safe capacity, but they're not handing you menus. What do they have? They have a QR code taped to the table. And yeah, you're going, oh, here's a menu. I don't know about you, but I like it better. Right. Sure. So yeah, people are now reaccustomed to QR codes. So you're going to go in, you're going to show them that, like, I know what this is. That's awesome. You can do that for me. It also makes you, once again, look like a tech genius in their eyes. Yeah. And all you did was Google free QR code generator. And there's awesome ones out there. Honestly, there's one that I use all the time, and it's totally free. You can customize the color. You can put the logo in the middle of it. It's great. So utilize those things out there.
Free pro tip there. But hey, if you have that flyer in every beer delivery, what am I going to do with like 3 dozen of these flyers? Joke. So, you know, and you know, you really hit on something there, I think, because when you say, okay, here's the store, and you know, you go promote it, because then you look at their website, and at the bottom it says copyright 2012. And so any other tips or strategies for helping that store gain traction?
Any content that you can make. I mean, and if you are in that smaller town, if you're in like a Warrenville, Illinois type thing, right? And you really want to try to become the unofficial mayor of that town, help them out. If they don't have a Facebook, why don't you go in there and say, hey, I'm going to bring my laptop in. We can wear some masks. Let's spend 15 minutes together. I'm just going to make you a nice little Facebook business page with you. Let's go through this. It might take you 45 minutes, right? But if your shop's slow enough right now that you can justify that 45 minutes out of the shop to go help them succeed, it's only going to help cement that relationship. So when they talk to anybody about needing apparel or merchandise, you're going to be the only one that comes to mind, right? So if you have the ability to do that, do that. If you don't have the ability to do that, that's also okay. But then it's on you to help make sure you market. So maybe just the QR code in their shop. Make sure you talk to them about if they want to have any kind of handouts or flyers for that. Make it easy. Make sure you discuss with them. And then it's on you to help maybe do spotlights, right? If you've got an iPhone, why don't you do a quick spotlight video and throw it on your Instagram and shout them out? If they don't have an Instagram page, that's a really easy one that you can literally do in like 2 minutes with them, right? So make them an Instagram page and then take your video out, do a quick little shout out, and then mention, hey, head over to our merch store and help support this struggling business during COVID, right? So be the person that you know they want, right? Help them succeed. Now, if you don't have time for all these different things, then maybe this is not the right approach for you. Maybe you should be looking at a standard merch solution for individual customers that you already know have following and can market. But if you, and I oftentimes hear this from a lot of the customers, like, oh, well, I'm not in Chicago like you are. It's like, that's fine. You still have a very robust, unique opportunity to go capture that I don't have here in Chicago as readily or as easily, that has a lot more competition, right?
Yeah.
So don't settle for, they don't have what they need, I'm in the wrong area. You're not, your mind state's in the wrong area. Let's open this up and let's find a better way to create those solutions for you.
Yeah, exactly. I love it. I love it. Your mind state's in the wrong area. That's perfect. I may borrow that and then steal it from you.
as long as we get credit. Yeah, but as long as my name said correctly when I get that credit,
got we're good. Well, crap, now I can't use it because I'll still ruin it. In fact, going back to that, Eric said early on, basically asking Terry, what about our history made you think trusting Aaron with the last name? And even Jay Bissell followed that up with, Terry, you believed Aaron's pronunciation of a guest's last name? Come on, man.
Come on, man.
That has been my Achilles heel for the 8 years of anyhow.
I've been called much worse. So don't worry.
I was gonna say, that's what I've always gone with. It's like, wow, you actually used my real name. Okay. So, Matt, I love this thought process. And I think, you know, one of the things that kind of standing out to me as you're going through some of these strategies is we've really seen a shift. And I think, like you said, COVID has accelerated some of this, but I felt like the shift was happening even before. And I know in our industry, you definitely could feel this shift over the last 5 years or so of, you know, no more just, you know, compete at all costs. I got to win. I'm going to step on the throat of my competitors and stuff like that. I mean, the co-opetition, the, you know, kind of reaching across and kind of doing things together seems to be the better marketing strategy. So with that being said, I guess, are there some other mistakes that maybe you're seeing people making when they're first creating merch stores?
I mean, the biggest mistakes tend to usually be that overpromising. That's the number one mistake, is they're overpromising what they can really, where they can really deliver. They're saying, yeah, let's go ahead and put 10 options up here. And sure, it's fine. They're all 4 or 5 color options. And then they're a month later killing themselves, slaving over their press to set up a 4-color design to print one shirt that got sold for that one, right? Then tearing it down. If you don't have a big screen count, we can save them these screens, and having to reclaim, recoat, re-image, right? Redevelop, reset up, reprint. And now you've wasted 3 days on your manual press to knock out 10 shirts, right? Because they happen to be like everyone bought one of each that week.
So don't overpromise, because it's going to really, really hurt you on the back end of that one. Any other issues that I'm really seeing is just not utilizing the information that you're given. I talked to so many shops that I'm asking them, okay, well, what happens after that sale's done? And their response is, well, I print and I ship it. Okay, what else are you doing? What do you mean? It's like, well, okay, well, they did give you their data, right? You got to get in the mindset of utilizing the data they're happily giving to you. They're going to expect an email saying, thank you for your purchase. No one's going to be like, oh, why are you emailing me? Thank you for your purchase. They're going to be stoked about that. Yeah. So if you just go ahead and export the CSV of all your purchases that week, and you drop them into the MailChimp or your constant contact saying into the Warrenville Pride thank you email campaign, right? You drop them in there. They get an email maybe 3-4 days later saying, hey, thank you so much for supporting the Warrenville Pride store. We really appreciate your purchase to help support. And then you market yourself, right? And then you can keep doing Warrenville Pride email campaigns. And at no point is it gross or tacky. They came to you. They purchased. They subscribe to the idea of what you're hosting here. Mm-hmm. They can always say, I want out of these email campaigns. That's fine. But not utilizing and leveraging the data that they've openly, freely given you, wanting responses, right? They want to be thanked for doing a good thing. It's human nature. They do a good thing, you always be like, thanks. Yeah, thank you for thanking me, right? So that's okay. Do that. Don't waste that data. Don't waste that opportunity to capture and help more people. Because it's going to get around somebody else and be like, I could use one of these stores. This is genius. Yeah. And you're only going to continue to help people and continue to grow out your branches to help support your town.
Yeah, totally.
Well, in November, I think that the people of Warrenville should be writing in Matt Marcotte as mayor. So, so Matt, you're talking about make it easy. What kind of tools are available right now to make creating a merch store easier for our listeners to go out and do this in their community?
Yeah, absolutely. There's tons of different platforms that are out there. Obviously, I'm a little bit biased to the company that I do work for, but I've also been a fan and worked with for years, Printavo Merch, right? There's lots of solutions. I'm a fan of that one because literally I make a quote like I normally would, and then I click one button and it automatically turns into a merch store for me. And then I can edit the little things there. And like I said, I do demos on merch stores daily, and from let's make a merch store to there's your merch store. If I'm not explaining what I'm doing, I'm just doing it myself. It's about a 3-minute time to get it built and to make it look really good. So there's lots of tools that are out there. I would definitely say if you don't have any tool yet, check out Printavo Merch. Continuously iterating every 2 weeks. One thing I love about the company is every 2 weeks there's iterations. So they do a 2-week sprint to figure out, okay, what is the update we want to make to the platform? And then let's do it. And every 2 weeks there is an update happening. Sometimes they're behind the scenes, a little bit quieter, that make the user experience smoother. Sometimes there are massive front end differences that have actually been like a year in the making that get dropped in, and everyone goes, whoa, this is awesome. So we're making iterations every few weeks, and merch is obviously a big, big push. Because we've seen, like you said, we've seen the online sales presence totally shift, and a lot of the industry have to pivot to that place. And it's been fun. It's been great. I think it's been a bit of an equalizer in many aspects for a lot of those smaller garage shops to actually be able to sustain and grow during this truly unprecedented time. I think the best tools would be something like that. Another tool that I do like to, they don't pay me to shout them out, but I think they're great. There's a website called Photofic that is just a great mock-up generator. So you can upload your art, and it's got a list of different garments. There's a free version that I use because they've got the free version that offers 3001 Bella Canvas, which is like my most used shirt, right? So I don't have to pay for it. I just go to their website, use their free example tool, which is the main shirt I use, upload that file, and I can make a really, really top-notch looking mock-up, which is perfect for my merch stores. Right. If I use that tool every time, I never have to worry about did I make my artboard the right size for this mock-up. Right. You don't even open up Photoshop or Illustrator. Right. If you've lost, you got a good art file to upload to it. So I do recommend using that just to make your life a lot easier. And at that point, I can literally pull up to a shop, take a photo of their logo. I can go on my iPad real quick and I can dumb it down to a one color. I go to photofic.com and I can upload, make a mock-up, and then I can drop it into a merch store. And that whole process might take 10 minutes. And then I walk inside and I can show them what I've just made.
That's awesome. Wow. That's a great tip. Worth the price of admission right there, regulators. In fact, Eric put the link to Photific up in the comments there. Eric, if you want to slap that on the screen real quick for us. Thank you, sir. Cool. Wow, Matt. Great info, as usual. We are excited to have you. We're excited to see you over at Printavo. And maybe give us a little rundown on background there. Tell us a little bit about what you're doing at Printavo, how listeners can find you. And this is your sales pitch time here.
for sure. I've known the Printavo guys for years. I was a speaker at their second annual Print Hustler Conference. I've been to all the conferences they've had. Just fantastic folks, also Chicago based. And obviously when I was doing sales consulting for about 6.5 years, and I went back into production management, and we've been kind of like flirting with the idea, talking about the idea of me potentially going over there. And at one point in the middle of the summer, it just kind of felt like kismet. It was kind of like meant to be. We had some discussions and it just felt like the right place, the right time, the right everything. They had just started to really promote their success team, which is awesome. And for you folks who don't understand that, there's obviously for most software, most businesses, there's going to be a sales side and there's a success side, right? The success side is making sure that people that are on the platform are happy with it and they're successful with it. Yeah. So they brought me in as a senior success manager. So my job is great. My job is to make sure that the users on the platform are comfortable and confident to help write their success story. And it's a lot of fun. So I get to talk to all the shops that are using the platform, shops that think they're using the platform. I get to nerd out with them on the phone for a while. I get to do Zoom chats and show them through the platform. We also do implementation and training where we'll have shops who are like, you know what? We see, you know what you're doing. Your team looks great. Everyone looks great. Can I just pay you guys for this for me? And let's just get it all set up for me. And we can also do that too. We can cool. have some calls, get you set up and running. From 0 to 60 really, really quick. So there's lots of opportunity and it really helps once again, getting to look under the hood, right? I've been lucky in my career to be able to kind of be a professional bubble hopper, right? So every shop is their own little bubble. And in the sales and consulting side, I was lucky enough to be able to bounce between bubble to bubble and learn and educate all at the same time. And I get the same thing with Printavo. I get to look under the hood of everyone's Printavo and talk business strategy, talk sales, talk. And of course, I'm on the phone, they start talking about production. We start nerding out about a discharge print, different things. And once again, I get to learn from these users that are doing this all day, every day. And I get to share the information that I've been lucky enough to gain from industry experts over my years as well. So overall, it's a really, really fun gig. It creates a lot of opportunity for me to continue to share the education that I've been blessed to get. Yeah. So it's a lot of fun. Anybody wants to reach out to me, my contact is pretty simple. It's just matt@printavo.com. More than happy to set you up. If you're already a customer of Printavo, I'll check and see who your success rep is. I've got a great team that are just absolutely phenomenal that really brought me in arms wide open, right? And just kind of help get me up to speed for what we're doing here at Printavo. So if you're already with somebody, I can make sure they reach out to you. If you're not yet, be happy to give you a demo and talk through things. And anything that Printavo can do to help, we're going to do. It's probably one of the biggest heartfelt companies I've ever worked for. We've got these 20 employees now. It's just amazing. I remember when I first met Printavo, there was like 4 or 5. 20 employees now. And we've got a lot of times we all just get together and chat and we talk about the woes. We talk about the pros, everything in between. And I've been in the behind the scenes meetings with the engineers and like Bruce, right? And they are always customer facing. We always talk about what the user base is saying, and that's how they lead where they want to go. So there's not a better company, in my opinion, that actually values the user base and the opinion of the user base to help try to bring everything together between the content or the platform. It's all just trying to help really make a sustainable culture that we can all be proud to live in. You guys know it's the same thing you folks are doing, right? Trying to make sure that we put our arms around as many people as possible to let them know that we're all in this together and that we're here to help.
Yep. Totally. No, exactly why we love, you know, it's again, like I said, the shift that I've seen in the last 5 years in our industry, we're seeing more and more of that. And that's exactly the whole reason, you know, that we continued doing Two Regular Guys after Terry and I had an opportunity to just kind of chat every week, then it was like, okay, well, what's next after, you know? So, anyhow, all right. So here's the deal, Matt. We're going to probably get a little bonus time here because Jay Bissell's wanting us to squeeze even more great information out of you, if that's okay. So if you got, a couple more minutes, Jay, ask a question, and I'd love to get your take on this before we let you go. Jay says, I'm not sure the small town pride stores were as popular in more populated areas of the country like Scottsdale, Arizona. Any other creative ways to start merch stores?
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, obviously I'm based here in Chicago, and like I said, the opportunities are very, very different in a small town versus the larger cities.
Sure.
In the larger cities, I would say that your best bet, from what I've seen, is really just creating their own store for them, right? So going somewhere that you know doesn't have merch and be like, okay, well, we're in a bigger city. You're going to have your pancake diner that you know, even though COVID's hit, they're still at their maybe 25% capacity nonstop. You still have people going in there. If they're in a bigger city, chances are they already have an Instagram, they already have a Facebook, a Yelp, something along those lines. So for those, I would say you're probably better off generating their own merch store for them. Which is still very, very simple, right? You can put their logo on the top. You can make a banner splash. It's all their information. And you can really make it a white glove experience. Yeah, your shop information can be at the very bottom to make sure they know who to contact with the questions. But you can really customize it to make it fit their view. And I would still say that you're still going to want to capture the ability to help them market by providing that customized QR code. That takes another 2 minutes, right, to make that QR code. And you can actually just send that over as a PDF in an email to be like, hey, by the way, I made a great QR code with your logo in it. Go ahead and print this out and mount it however you want, right? And help give them that. Sure. But you probably will have a harder time with a larger city pride store if you are in a more metropolitan area than you would be if you were in Warrenville, Illinois, right? Chicago and Warrenville, only about an hour away, 45 minutes, but very, very different in the audience base and how you're going to capture that.
Sure.
So maybe don't go that route. But then again, if you can also find a club or a group of people, right, in that, maybe you could customize that. Maybe go to like VFWs of Chicago, and then you have VFW shirts on that. So you can still qualify the right approach for wherever you're at. You just got to make sure you're thinking in different mindsets to figure out what the best capture could be.
Yeah. Yeah, I love that. Where you talk about, you know, you still take that small town pride idea, but you're just going and changing that pride into, like I said, VFWs or whatever group or organization where there may be multiple arms to it, and then bringing that in. And I love it. Perfect. Ah, I knew we'd get more out of you, Matt. Thank you so much, sir. You're the man. Thank you very much for all of your time today. And great to have you over at Printavo there. Great watching what you guys are doing over there. Wonderful stuff happening. And congratulations on the new gig.
Thank you so much, guys. I really appreciate you guys having me. You guys are killing it as always. Always an honor to be a guest, and hope to do it again sometime soon.
Definitely.
Awesome. Thanks, Matt.
Thanks, Matt.
Thanks, guys.
All right, Terry. Well, great stuff. There was one more question for Matt, so maybe Matt can jump in the comments there and answer on Facebook. So the question is, I also have a question. If Matt can help, what is the best way to pitch to a large company across the country rather than local? Call first and send an example product. What's the best way to follow up to get the sale? Terry, you got any feedback on that? I'm sure Matt wouldn't mind jumping in and commenting in there too, but you got some thoughts, Terry?
Which, you know, I'm had a blank.
Okay. All right. That's fine. Yeah. So, you know, what's the best way to pitch to a large company across the country rather than local? Call first and send an example of the product. What's the best way to follow up to get the sale? You know, so my take on this, Terry, is it's the more you can personalize that experience, the better it can be. So to say you should call first is the way to go, I think that's probably actually not the best approach. So I think you got to get into that company and figure out who they are. You know, are they asking their customers to call them, or do they want to, you know, interact on social media more? So, you know, like for example, somebody was trying to sell something to me and they called me. I hate the telephone. It's just for whatever reason, it's something I don't like. But if you emailed me, I love email. You know, so that's the best way to reach me. So again, the same thing. If you can personalize that approach to that company, you know, and then as far as depending on what the value of the potential product is, or the value of this potential sale is to you, again, personalize that approach of send them an example. Does it fit? You know, people love getting that. I don't know. I call it a shock and awe box, where they get that whole experience from you that they just wouldn't expect, you know? So that's my answer.
And Aaron, let me add to that. And I apologize. Somebody was messaging me at the same time you were asking me a question.
No, that's okay.
But do those samples, you know, the box you're talking about, but, you know, send it Next Day Air, send it FedEx and, you know, just your mailing packet might end up on the receptionist's desk. That Next Day Air package, that's going to end up on the person's desk that you're sending it to. So, you know,
that's good tip.
Making that little extra effort and a little extra expense, but it's going to get where it needs to go.
Yeah. But again, if it's worth that kind of value to you, that extra, you know, whatever $6-7 that it would cost to do an overnight versus, you know, a parcel post. I agree 100%. That's a great point. Yeah. The big bag of mail comes in and the gatekeeper is probably going to pitch most of the salesy stuff. But when that FedEx package shows up, that's a good one.
Well, and you know, you look at your own self, you know, like right now, in my 8 different mail pieces from everybody running for office in town. But if there's a Next Day or a FedEx package there, I'm immediately going to open that.
Yeah, so. Exactly. All right. So exactly why I was asking: emails get junked, phone calls don't get answered. Send the product then first, then wait. Excellent tip. Express shipping. Thanks. Yeah. I think you gotta, well, the other, I guess, thing to bring up here, Terry, is persistence is key, though. You know, I tell a story about how I won the label business for this candy company, and it took me 2 years. It took me 2 years of reaching out different ways, trying to be creative, different stuff. And one day, you know, it kind of got to a point where it was almost laughable for me. It's like, oh, there's the candy company again. I'm going to get the same thing, but it's on the list. So, okay, I'll make the call. I'll reach out. And, for whatever reason, it was the right time at the right place. The candy company, had another label vendor that had been using forever. And this was right around the holidays. And he had just gotten his Christmas gift from the other company. And it was a box of candies from his competitor. So he's like, I'm ready to change. I'm like, sweet.
You know, yeah, that's true.
So persistence, but yeah, get creative. Don't, you know, if it's worth it to you, then those are marketing expenses. And those are things that can be written off in your business, like Matt had mentioned, and go from there. So,
and you know, Aaron, let me add one more thing.
Sure.
Always be planting seeds out there. Always be planting seeds, because you know, maybe you don't get the sale today. And I'll just give you an example. I got a phone call yesterday from someone, and she said, hey, I wanted to call you. I had your card. I was in your seminar in Columbus, Ohio. And I started thinking, when was I in Columbus, Ohio? That was like 2 years ago. And I'm ready. I've got your card. I was at your seminar.
Yeah.
So again, you know, maybe the sale's not tomorrow, like you were saying, Aaron, 2 years. But you know, you always have to be planting seeds as well, and you got to fill up that pipeline of potential.
Yeah, exactly. All right, Terry. Well, this sounds like we've hit a chord. So we've got some comments coming in. I love that we get to have some bonus time talking about some extra stuff, building on what Matt was able to share. Great opportunity to talk to Matt there, and you know, he put his email address up there, you know, reach out to him, really worthwhile getting to know Matt. So, here we go, Terry, let's hear a quick word from my company, our Success Group, and then we'll come back and close up the show. Hey everyone, this is Aaron Montgomery. Yes, I'm the same guy you've been seeing over on Two Regular Guys. But today I wanted to share with you my business training company called Our Success Group that I'm part of with Todd Downing. We actually have 3 levels that allow us to provide resources that empower over 1,000 businesses to achieve their idea of success. Let's check them out real quick. So the first program we have is called the Success Tracker. The Success Tracker is a resource that helps people set and achieve 12-month goals.
People who invest at $25 into the Success Tracker program will get specific goal setting processes, encouragement, and support, as well as some fun swag along the way. It's a great introduction to the OSG community. The second program we have is our Success Group membership program. The OSG membership is for businesses who are ready to work towards achieving their idea of success. The membership includes a minimum of 24 live training sessions annually on proven success strategies, and you also get access to all of the past recorded training as well. And we also have a private member support group that you can participate in. The third program is the Masters of Success program. The Masters of Success is the inner circle of OSG. Businesses who are serious about putting their success in their own hands are investing in this program to get all of the great training and support from the membership, but they're also utilizing the Mastermind resource. The Mastermind resource gets you 6 quarterly Zoom calls that are led by myself and the OSG team. Masters of Success members pull each other up to success and achieve a level of accountability in their businesses that they have never had. Check out all of these programs at oursuccessgroup.com.
All right. Well, there we go, Terry. That's what I've been up to lately, keeping busy there and loving the OSG community. So we appreciate it if you check that out.
Very good.
All right, Terry. Well, what's coming up? I noticed that you had...
I have an update, Aaron.
Yes, indeed.
My Atlas Screen Supply class for November 14th and 15th. It's canceled.
Okay. All right. So, you kind of figured that was coming, but...
I did. And actually, I realized Paul Gayton from Atlas Screen Supply had emailed me and somehow went into spam because he texted me and said, "Hey, you got my message about canceling the class, right?" No.
Okay.
But I have, though, Aaron, gone through, because I'm a positive, forward-thinking guy. I have gone through 2021 and blocked out all my available weekends for assorted classes and seminars and things like that. So I'm going to start filling up my schedule.
All right.
Aaron, what do you have going?
Well, tomorrow I've got Small Business Saturdays again. Moved the timing of that to be 12:30 p.m. Central Time is when we do Small Business Saturdays. Now my son has got volleyball again, so we're back to playing some volleyball in the morning. So this week the topic is discussing conquering your fears and living to tell about it. So fears are a fantasized experience appearing real is what that stands for, as far as I'm concerned. So we're going to talk about how to do that tomorrow. And so you can check that out at liveosg.com or at facebook.com/oursuccessgrouppro. Either one of those will get you over to that tomorrow at 12:30 Central Time. In the ad there, you heard about Success Tracker. Tina is actually checking out the podcast here today. Tina Means, she says, so happy to be part of the OSG community. And we are happy to be part of that community with Tina. So I just wanted to real quick again mention the Success Tracker. And this is a quote from Tina. She's part of that Success Tracker program as well as the our Success Group membership. But she said, "Every day when I start my day, I look at my certificate and carry my coin as a reminder that I'm worthy and can do this. Today, I learned that I've surpassed my goal of 30,000 gross and looking forward to seeing how much more I can surpass it before the end of the year," is her quote. Now, she wanted to get to 30,000 by the end of this year. So she's got the whole fourth quarter to still make a bunch of waves, and I'm just super proud of her. And nice. You know, again, just doing the things that we lay out in that Success Tracker program, it's been huge for me personally, and I know it's obviously helped people like Tina who are working their tails off and doing a great job at making their business successful. So if you want to check that out at oursuccessgroup.com/ST, we'd love to have you be part of that group as well. So what you want to share what Eric's got coming here?
Yeah, absolutely. Eric today on his show. It is at 2:30 Mountain Time, Mountain Daylight Time, not Mountain Standard Time, for his pickup. And today it's all about stitch types and motifs in machine embroidery. You can catch him at facebook.com/eric.campbell. and I'm sure it's up on the screen there now. And also, Demystify Next Level Digitizing Webinar now is in recorded form. Better running, bolder, more beautiful embroidery with a faster cycle from concept to completion. And get access to Eric's webinar at bit.ly/EricDD. And I'm sure that's on the screen as well. There it is. Yeah. And that's what Eric has going on.
So, and that's Eric with an H for everybody out there that's listening to the podcast version. Yes, his rapper name. You have to use his rapper name. all right. Well, again, thanks very much to Matt and appreciate him joining us today. Great information, wonderful stuff. Thanks to all the regulators for their participation and sharing and asking questions and being part of it as well. Terry, next week, we're going to be announcing the Reggie Award categories, which means after next week, the nomination forms will be open. So again, share your suggestions between now and then over at info@tworegularguys.com for any categories that maybe we need to update, change, or you know, whatever we need to do. The Reggies have always been for the regulators, for the community. We just are the vessel, so to speak. So we have no say in exactly who wins, who's nominated, and we put it out there and let it go from there. So looking forward to talking about that next week, Terry.
It has legs of its own. Yeah, exactly. All right. Yeah. Until then, I'm Terry Combs. He's Aaron Montgomery.
And we are the Two Regular Guys.
Thank you for listening to Two Regular Guys. Check out our website at tworegularguys.com. That's the number 2regularguys.com. You can also interact with us over at our Facebook page, facebook.com/tworegularguys, or send us a tweet, twitter.com/tworegularguys. And we have a YouTube page. You can find all that from our website, tworegularguys.com. Thanks for tuning in, and we look forward to spending some time with you again next week.